up, yeah. Bad news. Yeah. Boy, Chris in the A.M. Sports Blessed. Listen, it's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. Had to take a little time off the peak game. Nigga got a little sick off these weak lanes. They flow driving like a key in the third lane, but can't survive the way I'm at, trucking this wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights and loud pipes. Got them nervous, they mat curve and crash sight. It's looking like garbage, you was swaying with trash night. Left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problems, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrically tongue fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas, I'm making moves around. Addict that rap magic to close casket. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
Never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I left you shaking. Had to get up on my grind, back to money making. Now I'm back up on my grind, no more time wasting.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is.
I am your host, Heaven Hollywood.
What the hell was that?
There, the applause.
The big computer. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. We are back.
We're back.
For yet another week.
We are back.
Another week of craziness.
Listen to us if you want to live.
That is the sounds of none other than my super producer, James Acevedo, a.k.a. Jimmy Ace.
Thank you very much.
My partner in crime.
Yeah.
Well, not really crime.
No. Before, you know.
We are kind of committing crimes the way we're slaying these shows.
That's right.
These other talk shows out there that ain't got nothing on us.
Not a zilch.
Just got sponsors.
Zero.
The only thing they got on us is sponsors.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't you worry.
When very soon,
your time is coming.
Yes, very soon.
Just want to give a shout out in a last week we gave rest in peace to Stuart Scott.
Yes, we did.
This week we have to give rest in peace to these shows. Rest in peace to you talk shows. Your time is coming.
Time is running out.
It's running out.
It's our time now.
About to take over 2015.
We're taking over this city.
It's so funny. We didn't really get a chance to talk on, you know, the 2015, you know, coming into it. And I always I always get a kick out of it because, you know, you see on the social medias now, mm-hmm. everyone's resolution.
Yeah.
Same resolution as last year. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get these people, all these negative people out of my life.
Yeah.
I'm about prepared to make changes. And if you're not getting this message, you're one of those changes.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of the same garbage.
The same boring garbage.
My New Year's resolution was no more New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ.
Forget it. I'm just going to do it.
Exactly.
Forget about what I'm supposed to do. Everyone always says to lose weight, to stop smoking, and then they do it at the start of the year, and it lasts about three days.
Not even, yeah. This is what I got to say about to these people.
Shut up!
I mean, come on. Stop smoking, lose weight, eat right.
Shut up!
Get these negative people out of my life. Find new friends. Get rid of my boyfriend.
Shut up!
Exactly. Welcome back to the Heaven Hollywood Experience.
And for everybody else.
Shut up!
Dollhouse Radio in Dan Morrell, of course.
In Dea
Morrell. Find us out.
Yes.
At www.dollhouseradio.com.
One more time.
Also, dollhouseradio.com.
Yes.
Also, Blog Talk Radio /Dollhouse Radio.
That's right.
I don't want to pronounce her name wrong.
Yeah, I know.
But we have
a
special guest coming up in about a half hour.
Very talented and beautiful.
Very talented, and man, the song is sexy.
Yeah, it is sexy. It's a nice 3 minutes and 21 seconds of loveliness.
I listened to that song like, you know,
it's very soothing.
Couple of times today.
Yeah, very soothing. Yeah, it's, what would you call that? That's, it's not, it's like, not, it's really like R&B. It's like
alternative pop.
Yeah, alternative pop? Okay.
I would say it's like alternative pop.
Beautiful voice.
Very nice voice.
Oof, and very easy on the eyes, too.
Yes.
Very nice.
We're going to make sure we get that song up and so we can rock with that.
I have it ready whenever you want me to play it.
So, my 2000, this is the funny thing. You're going into 2015. This is what I want everyone to do from now on.
Go ahead.
You know when people, when they go on social media and they say, oh, yeah, 2015, big things coming. You know how you stop that? Say, oh, yeah, like what?
Exactly. you know, like, you know, big things. Like,
big things coming.
Like,
everyone says that.
Like a number three in McDonald's.
This,
you know,
is my year. I remember going back to 2008. In 08. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be big.
Things are going to be fine in 09.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to win in 2010.
Everything's going to go for heaven in 2011.
You know.
Not so much fun. Wah, wah, wah. It's
then it's 13. Then it's 14.
Yeah, and then it was this.
And you blew it. You blew it
in 14. Now you're in 15.
Oh, God. Man, 2015.
Oh my
Jesus
God.
Christ.
2015.
Think about that.
The world was supposed to end 15 years ago.
I thought it was supposed to end like last year, year before, whatever.
Oh, no, that's what the, you know, the fake pro
oh, the
what
other one.
What it called? Pronosticators?
I heard
whatever.
It was 1999 and, you know.
Yeah,
and 2000.
Well, Prince said it was 2000.
Yeah, that's right.
2000 Party Over, Oops Out of Time.
Yeah.
And that song came out in the 80s and you was like, oh my God, thank God it's so far away.
You're right.
Thank God 1999 so far away.
Now 30 years later.
Right, 30 years later, you're like, Jesus
holy
Christ.
Crap, that was 30 years.
And remember they had the Y2J scare?
Yeah, well,
Y2K.
Yeah, Y2K
is a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. Y2J is a wrestler.
Yeah,
Y2K was the,
right,
the stupid
Y2J is a wrestler, but Y2K was the Y2K scare.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then you also have people along the line that is, you know, making predictions when the world's going to end.
Yeah, same old crap.
Stuff like that. Listen, people, I'm not going to make this a religious thing. No. I'm very religious, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can't tell it because of the way I act. but at least around my dad, I am. I was born a PK, a preacher's kid.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has no idea half of the things that I do. I would never allow even,
well, let's
even
keep it that
being
way.
grown, and him being 70, I'm still... Some of the things that I do, you know, what, I would never allow him.
What does he know, like, as far as what you do for a living and or whatever,
well,
you know, without getting too specific?
He knows what I do for a living. He knows what I do for to support my living, which is media.
Okay, okay.
He knows that we had, you know, we did a TV show and we got and do the celebrities, you know, talk to the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
He does not know
about
the porn.
Yeah, that you talked about. Yeah.
He does not know about me managing porn stars at any point or talking with porn stars you know, anything else with porn stars.
So if it was just, let's just say used to, no one's else in the room, like he wouldn't be like nudging at you like, hey, that's good stuff there, kid. You know, oh, he would just still be like, hey, that's a sin, you know.
Yeah. He...
You're going to hell, you know?
Yeah, he's really old school.
Okay, I got
and,
you.
And it's like a lot of people tell me, you know, you should direct porn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, they know you direct from, you know, a lot of people told me, you'd make a killing. You should direct porn.
It's not as easy as it sounds, though.
It's just that I think I'd probably be a better porn star than directing porn. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I just, even though it would be hard for him to find out, not at his age, and unless people that he hangs with watches porn, which I don't. you can't put anything past a church person.
No. No.
After Jimmy Swaggart.
Oh, yeah. I've sinned against you all. Shut up. Another douchebag. Another phony fucking douchebag. I hate these fucking people. Another phony piece of shit that wouldn't do this.
Shut up!
I've sinned against you!
Shut up!
I don't know what happened!
Shut up!
I'm sent against you.
You just acted like a man. That's what happened. Jesus Christ. Oh. And you could have done this too.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Shut the hell up.
Oh, man. Ah. So,
God.
But
and you also deserve this.
You big dummy.
I wouldn't only because I would know. And that would be a disrespectful to the reverend.
Well, it's under, yeah, so it's under, well, I understand.
I wouldn't do it. As course, long as he's on this earth.
Well, of course.
I wouldn't do it.
It's almost like in The Godfather 2. Say, we're not going to touch my brother until my mother dies. So we leave it alone. We're not going to say, you know, when that happens, then, you know.
You can tweet out for everyone to join us live. Yes. Sheree Levy's going to be live with us.
Live and direct.
Last week, we had Miss Courtney Combs. And she's, as always, another firecracker.
Yes.
When I interviewed her at Exotica, well, she was grabbing, you know, in my private area on TV.
Now, how do you concentrate? I mean, I know you're professional, but...
It was hard because...
It was.
Literally.
I believe you.
But then what happened is, you know, I'm on... I know at that time I'm broadcasting live, so I don't want to...
Yeah, of course.
You know, I got my mind elsewhere.
Very
and
good.
And she goes, what's the matter? I'm not touching your banana the right way? I'm trying to get his banana hard. I'm sitting here thinking like, Jesus oh, Christ. You son of a
you
bitch.
You bitch.
She is so hot. Like, and in person, it's just.
I can imagine.
She is so hot. And she's a beautiful girl. Not only is she sexy, she's got nice boobs. Mm. And she's frisky and promiscuous. And I mean, she is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she definitely is. That's for sure.
So it was, you know,
I can imagine seeing
her
in person.
My composure there.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, please turn this camera off with a rap.
Now, like, ever since that interview, have you thought about it and took care of business?
No, I have. I have not been able to.
Oh, really? But are you being honest with him?
But well, it's because. So many came after that.
Well, it's true. There's a lot. Well, you have a right. Little, I mean, yeah.
But I would not mind really taking care of business with Courtney Combs. You know, I would want a night with her.
I would too.
A few minutes is not going to do. I would need a night with that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's a special delivery for that one.
Special delivery. I wish I had that video.
Remember that? Special delivery.
Speaking of videos.
Special delivery.
We have a little video battle tonight.
Oh, a video battle.
Nice. And I want to talk a little bit about my bae, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. That is your woman.
That's my woman. Anybody else come near her, there's a problem. You have to see me.
So if Kanye does it again, you're going to have to beat his ass.
Yeah, if Kanye does it again, you know, you're going to need Kim, motherfucker.
You're going down.
You're going down. Walk up on that stage one more time. I was 2 seconds off of catching a flight last time. I just didn't get there in time. By the time I left, it was a week later.
Yeah.
So I don't fly. I had to take the train last time, but you lucky when I got there, you was gone. It was after the show.
Good excuse. Anyway,
if it happens again, there's going to be problems.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's going to be problems. You're going to have to take Kim Kardashian away from him. That's what you have to do. See?
That, you know what? I'm trying not to do that to him. Yeah.
Oh, you really
he'll probably hang himself.
Oh, yeah. He seems the type to do,
but
do that.
I'm telling you right now, I can get Kim.
Well, you were in her presence at one point.
Yeah, I was in her presence.
And she was cool. She let you
very
stay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Let me stay in her party.
Mm. Imagine how she looked in person. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
Jesus Christ. Okay, how stupid she is. She's hot as hell. I'm sorry. I know women like, I'll
tell you, man.
You know.
She's one of the 10 hottest women I've ever met face to face.
That's saying a lot.
And that's saying a lot because I've met
a lot.
You've
seen a lot of women.
I'm including porn stars. I'm including models. I'm including girls off the street.
That's saying a lot.
I'm including PR reps.
That goes all together.
All together. Kim Kardashian is one of the hottest, the 10 hottest women I've ever met in my life.
That's saying a lot. Who's in the rest of that list, real quick?
I'm gonna tell you this.
Taylor Swift.
I'll send you that list. I've never met Taylor Swift.
Okay, it's a bud.
But it's coming. And Taylor Swift, I don't put Taylor Swift in that hot. She's just hot to me.
She's all right.
She's okay.
Then again, if I saw a person, maybe I'd think differently.
Right. She's,
you know what I mean?
Hot to me.
Don't get me wrong. If she was in my bed, right. I'm not gonna be like, oh, get off of my bed, you know. I'm just saying she's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
No, she's not. I like the long legs. I like the little face she makes with her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she really looks like she'd be a fun time. Not just in bed.
But
I think
just in general.
Be a fun time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you. I believe that Taylor Swift can, I think she can put it down in
the cover
bedroom. I think she is. I think Taylor Swift can put it down in the bedroom.
That's not a stretch.
I like Taylor. I've divorced Britney.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Held on as long as I could, Brit.
I loved her a lot when she first had.
Yeah, but you know, you're just not doing enough for me.
Yeah, she's
just laying there. You're not doing enough.
Yeah, you don't like a woman that's laying there, right. No matter how bad
Taylor
she
Swift is on the move. She's up. She's popping right now.
Yeah, she's hot and popping.
Is she the new queen of pop? What I want to ask people. Have Jimmy Ace tweet that out. Is Taylor Swift the new queen of pop? And tweet the link.
Yes.
Yes,
YouTube, of course.
And right now, I don't see anyone on her level. She dominated country since coming out. So much that country singers like Carrie Underwood and others, they complain about Taylor Swift because she is really making pop music, but getting, you know, country awards and country accolades.
Yeah, right.
As a country singer. I haven't heard a true country song from Taylor Swift in about 3-4 years.
Yeah, so she just basically does like pop music.
Right. She does like, but she keeps it soft enough
that it categorizes.
They categorize it as country.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Like the song, "We're Never Ever 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 Getting Back Together."
Oh, really?
You know, that song was up for a country award.
Really?
At one point, I believe.
That don't sound like a country.
I believe.
Song.
And what else did she have? One of her big songs a few years ago. I'd have to actually think of the one that went down for a country song. Taylor Swift right now to me she's the queen of pop right now.
The queen of pop.
She's killing, in my opinion, the closest one to her is probably Rihanna right now.
That's true.
But Rihanna's taking a little break. Rihanna holds all the records though from the singles standpoint, selling, single have you. But Taylor Swift went platinum in a week.
Platinum.
People don't do that anymore.
Hmm.
With this new album, 1989, she went platinum in a week. So
interesting.
I think right now, because of her reputation, her status, she hasn't gotten any trouble. She's not really known as a troublemaker. Now, she's had numerous boyfriends. And like I said before, if that was Kim Kardashian, forget it. Taylor Swift has had a lot of boyfriends.
Yeah, how come
in
that
short period of time?
How come no one says she's a hoe
right.
or whatever?
How come she's not a hoe?
Right.
Because the way she doesn't dress like Kim Kardashian? You're gonna tell me you don't think any of those guys smashed? She was with, I think it was John F. Kennedy's son or...
Really?
One of those Kennedy's sons.
Well, not the one, I
think she dated one of the Kennedy's
There's so many
sons.
Of them, yeah.
Maybe the one...
Or maybe it was Robert's son.
Maybe.
But he's too old, that guy. It has to be someone else. Maybe it was a nephew, you know. There's so many of
JFK
them.
JFK Jr. I don't know who the hell it was, but JFK the third. Yeah. I'll have to find out.
Era.
She also she dated Jonas, one of Jonas' brothers.
Oh, my God. garbage.
Not Hanson.
Oh, whatever. They all sound the same to me.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Garbage.
She also dated the player John Mayer.
Oh, player John Mayer.
John Mayer the player.
Yeah, John Mayer the
player. She also dated the guy that looks like Aaron Rodgers, the actor.
Relax.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
She dated Jake Gyllenhaal as well.
Mm.
So, okay. And that's what that was supposed to start the little beef between her and Katy Perry.
Ah,
the fact that Katy Perry was dating John Mayer now, and he was dating Taylor Swift.
Ah.
So, one thing I'd say to Taylor and all people are gonna get mad at me. Do not make the mistake Justin Bieber made.
I act like an idiot.
Stay away from Negroes.
Stay
away from Negroes. I was, you know what I was expecting at that
point. It's in my mind though. I know what you're trying to say.
It would have been perfect.
I didn't think you were going to go there.
I'm going to go there and people hate when I go there. Oh, you hate to be black. And listen.
So stupid.
Justin Bieber was warned. He was the golden child.
He was the golden child.
He was the white golden child.
What did you say, nigga?
He was the white gold. He was the white
gold. I laugh at that. I don't know why. And I know it's hilarious.
Because it's hilarious. That's why. It's freaking funny as hell.
He was the golden child.
What did you say, nigga?
Taylor Swift, stay, and don't do it again.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, stay away. I'm going to look into the camera and say it. I'm not supposed to look into the camera. My boss tells me stay out of the camera.
Because she vomits,
stay away from Negroes. Okay? And you'll go further in life. The moment Taylor, that's the moment it all went downhill, why all the white people hate Kim Kardashian, because she deals with black guys.
You know, actually, you said that with your boy Drake, as far as like, you know, stop with this dumb shit you're doing.
Right. Stop. Stay. Yeah. Because you're going to lose what fans you do have.
Yeah.
You know, just make hip hop records.
Exactly.
You don't have to act hip hop. That's not your lane. You need to act like a white guy.
Yes.
Act like your Jewish side.
Oy vey.
Don't act like your black side.
Yeah, he does have a Jewish side.
Just make black records.
Yeah, there you go.
But don't come out in like, you know, a hoodie, you know, the tough guy look. You know, that's not going to get over. You know, one thing about black people are, they're stupid and they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
They're stupid to the fact that they do a lot of stupid things. So do white people.
A lot
of stupid things. But you can't fool them when it comes to realness.
Well, isn't that special?
Dude, that's one thing you can't do. When it comes to realness, hip-hop fans, you're not going to fool us.
Yeah.
So, Drake, just stay away from the hoodies and the throwing bottles in the club. And
garbage.
You get hurt, boy. And all of a sudden, I mean, listen.
Just stop it.
You know, they're not buying that. Stay Drake. The Drake, the Lil Wayne sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's all said and done, because you've had the experience, you can cross over mainstream into acting like that.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You could do sign-up. You could be like a black. I still call him black even though he's mixed. You can be the black Justin Timberlake. And Justin Timberlake is also the black Justin Timberlake.
Now, who would have thought that it would take him seriously for an actor? I never thought that. Ever.
Never.
I still don't think.
But I'm telling you, he is a damn.
No, man. He is. I can't front. I can't. He could do comedy. He could do drama.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you first heard of that, you know, years ago, you're like, come on, man. Like seriously.
So
get out of here.
What I'm gonna do is really quick before we go into our video challenge of the week, which is Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez.
Mm.
We're gonna put on Taylor's video first. That video is Blank Space.
Blank Space.
So it's going to be the Taylor Swift video first.
Okay.
And then we're going to do Selena Gomez, The Heart Wants What It Wants. So everyone out there, check us out. And you're going to vote at, tweet me, at Heaven Hollywood, or tweet Jimmy Ace, at Yankee Man 1973.
That's correct.
And let us know who you got. Taylor, my bae. or Selena Gomez. So first, we're going to give you a little Taylor Swift blank space. After this, we're going to come back with our special guests of the day. Mm. So check out Taylor Swift blank space. Now that was Taylor Swift's Blank Space.
Not bad. I kinda like it. Okay. Never heard it before and I like it.
That is a great, great song.
How's the video? Great. Does she song. Look good in it?
She looks amazing in it.
Oh, okay. That's even better than good.
We're gonna go into Selena Gomez. Mm. And this of course is the song about Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Feeling so great about myself, and then it just be completely shattered by one thing, by something so stupid. But then you make me feel crazy, you make me feel like it's my fault. I was in pain.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. Yeah.
stars and screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait, and every second's like torture. Heroin did no more, so finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
So, I'll tell you, that's tough.
It's pretty good, actually, too. It was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Right. That is,
That's pretty, it's good.
It is tough to,
To choose.
Right, to choose. Because, both songs are very good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It'd be nice if they let me stop the song so we can get to our guest.
Stop the song.
Come on, stop the song, guys.
Stop the song.
Okay.
The heart wants what it wants.
Heart wants what it wants.
Hmm.
And Selena wants what she wants because they obviously will not let me stop this record.
You will hear the whole song.
Right.
Try to stop this. Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. So.
So there. No, if I... Okay, gun to my head, Mike.
Gun to your head. Which one
I would... I think Taylor. But barely. You can't go wrong.
It's tough,
but maybe Taylor.
Taylor was, you know.
I do like
the blank space. Yeah. And
that hook is getting to me, though. The
that is great. So
maybe I go with Gomez. You know what? I changed my mind. I go with Gomez. And plus, she's Spanish, too. Let me go with her.
Okay. So we're going to get our guest, Sheree Lurie. Hopefully, pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Because we want to make sure, you know, we get the right pronunciation. You know.
We'll have her on. I'm going to ask her, have she heard both songs? So now, remember, it's not just the song. It's the video as well.
Yeah, see,
You have to check the video later.
Okay.
And we'll be able to
Move
exactly.
What's Taylor's name?
Taylor Swift song is called Blank Space.
Okay, Blank Space, that's right, Blank Space. Okay.
And Selena's The Heart wants.
Okay, Blank Space.
Selena Gomez looks gorgeous in that video, by the way.
She finally looks like a woman because she looked like a kid for a while.
It's the whole thing with her.
Because that's why I couldn't for a while, you know, because she looked like a kid.
I just can't get into her because she looks so young.
That's what I'm saying.
All the time.
You know, once upon a time, Rihanna, to me, looked like that. And then finally, she looked, you know, more like a woman. I mean, you know what I mean? It's because she looks so young. She talks so young.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. But now, of course, you know, now she's a freaky deaky, which she's always been now. I like her more. And she's obviously she's in her 20s, you know, of course.
So I would think right now.
So what would you say, which song you would take? You didn't say your part.
I probably would take Blank Space on both. Probably
A video and the music.
On video and song.
Okay.
It's tough. They're both good songs.
Yes, they are. I mean,
they're both good songs. So I would take them. I would take
And to tell you the truth, I'm not just saying this because she's coming on the air. Homegirl we're having on, Sheree Larry.
Right.
Her song not bad, man. Her song's kind of soothing.
I like her song.
Yeah, to be fair. I mean,
I like her song. Can you load that up on your phone so we can?
Oh yeah, I got it already.
Okay.
I'm just waiting when you want to let me to play it. It's been loaded. That's the Skype phone call.
And we are waiting here, and she should be live shortly.
Shortly.
There she is.
Oh, let me see her.
The beautiful.
Oh wow, look how beautiful. Hello.
Let's get an applause for
her. Yeah, hell yeah. Let's get an applause for that.
Everybody's waiting for you, and here she is.
Yeah. Wepa.
Welcome with a V to the show. Okay.
We did.
So didn't say it right.
Oh, I did.
I need right away.
Clarification, yeah.
I need clarification because I have to make sure
exactly.
I'm pronouncing this right.
Mm-hmm.
You are a great artist, so I need to pronounce your name right.
You were saying Sheree Lurie.
Sheree Lurie. Oh, so I did say it right.
Sheree Lurie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was...
Sheree Lurie, give me an applause.
Yeah, of course.
See there?
That's how are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Thank you very much for joining in.
I was on your SoundCloud and just couldn't get off it. That is a great song.
Yes, it is.
That you have out.
Thank you so much. Said I needed some Hollywood in my life, so I'm here now.
There you go.
You need some Hollywood in your life? She's here. That's me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
what prog that song? What made you make a song like that? What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, you know, inspiration closed my eyes and I was in the studio and just imagine walking on the beach. That's what I first saw. And then the beach now turned into a desert and then I just disappeared. But a guy was watching me the whole time and I just said, you know what? I'm like on a hallucination and I kept fishing with the words. I was like, I think of it as imagination. I'm like, you know what? I'm a mirage. Like, I'm not really there. You want to touch me. You want to kiss me. I'm just messing with your mind. I'm not really there. And sometimes, you know, men and women, we want something that we think we can't have or we know we can't have. So
right.
That's why I did Mirage, and that's how the whole song kind of came about. It's just women, you know, when they hear it, they feel sexy. They want to just dance in front of the mirror. Guys, when they hear it, they want their women to dance in front of them. So.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm sure. I don't know. I don't want to tell you what I want to do when I heard it.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you. Now, if you do a video, do you have a video? Now, the video, Plan the Mind, is that what you have in store for that? It sounds like it.
The video is done. yes, you do listen very well, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of a sneak preview of what the storyline is for the video, but really, it kind of just paints a picture. Everything, you know, looks and sounds better with the visual to it. So, I mean, Mirage, that track, you know, you close your eyes and you know, you let your imagination roam over whatever you're painting in your mind, but it kind of gives you a clear vision for some people who don't even know what Mirage means,
right?
Or don't know necessarily how to use it to where it's still sexy. So the video is definitely sexy.
Oh, I like the way she just did that there.
I love that. Like, sexy.
You should have seen it.
Do that again.
Yeah, do it again for the audience. Do it again. Go on.
Beautiful. So what is it that's going to attract your music? You know, you're obviously a very beautiful woman, and nowadays a lot of people are saying, well, I'm beautiful, so and they're stopping there and not really having it's sad because, you know, in the day of music where it's pretty much you know, it's pretty much people are, you know, just taking looks and everything is so superficial. So, but what about you, Sheree, is going to bring in the audience? What about your music that would really attract the audience? What are they going to hear when they listen to you?
Passion, pain, and they're going to hear a real person. I write my lyrics, and it comes from real life experiences, whether it's from me or whether it's from somebody that I know. But I've been a model since, I've been a professional model since the age of 3. And part of modeling, you know, it's an acting skill as well, because you may be having a bad day, but yet that man wants you to smile, and you need to be the face of other fingers, tease, but you want to cry inside. So with that being said, it's all about, you know, this industry is a people-pleasing industry, but you still have to take care of yourself. And my personality shines, you know, through my music and through my interviews. And I've got so much life in me, whether I'm tired or not tired, you would never know.
Right.
And you just have to stay humble, you know, and never think that you are just not replaceable. Like, you're everybody is replaceable. And at the end of the day, the generations are going to keep growing, and other kids are going to be born with bigger, better talents. And, you know, you just become a legend, but you have to fall in your place. And just, like I said, be respectful, be humble. I'll never know everything about music. I'll never know everything about acting. I'll never know everything about modeling. But I know a little bit more than the next person, where I can teach and touch. Those are my two favorite words to say, teach and touch. I'm going to teach.
Teach and touch.
I'm gonna touch your heart with my music.
Ooh, see what she did there.
Yeah, because she know where my mind was. Yeah, she's like, make song, you know, touch your mind with my music.
Real close up.
Perfect. Right on time.
God bless you.
Right here.
Yeah, you saw it coming. You saw it, right? I was trying to go to the side. My producer saw it. He was actually letting me know.
I saw it.
Sheree, now, what's harder, modeling? Or being an artist.
What do you mean by harder? Difficult.
What's more difficult? I would say, what would you say is more difficult to break into, and to be a more of a household name, modeling or being an artist?
Definitely, music is harder to break into. Pictures are so easy. You know, I don't want to say, I'm not going to discredit any model, because I myself am a model as well, but it's definitely more of a challenge. It's definitely more work as a singer. Now, modeling is more, you know, it is an art itself, but to break into the industry, music, because everybody, you know, is the next famous person or has a voice. You know, modeling, it takes a little bit more art. You can't just, you know, just go out there and have a pretty face and you're a model.
Right.
That's where a lot of people go wrong. It is not about a pretty face. It's not about a pretty body either. It's about personality, creativity, pretty face, pretty body. Those are the last two things that a model should really consist of. Because music, you know, to break into the music industry, is you got to know the right people. You got to have the funds behind you. Nowadays, you know, the legends aren't doing protégés. So this is all on you to come up. Everybody... But do you have the look with the voice? You can sing, you know, better than Whitney Houston in the choir, but do you look as pretty as Whitney Houston? You know, this world is crazy. It's crazy, but it's the world we live in. It's the industry I chose, love it, and I wouldn't choose anything else.
And how about the reception that you've received for Mirage? How's the reception been for that record?
Everybody loves that, and the same, you know, response I get after people hear Mirage is, what else do you have? Where's some more I can hear? Like, it would get ended. Is there a part two? Is there another singer I can listen to? And that's exactly what, you know, I wanted, and I'm still kind of soaking it in. But it's really been really good. I have not heard one negative thing, and I'm not even trying to toot my own horn, I have not heard one negative thing about Mirage, and I'm very, you know, blessed and honored and thankful for that. But the same response I'm getting from everybody is, where can I hear some more music? What else do you have? When are you going to release an album? When are you going to release the visual? So those are the questions that I wanted raised, and it's getting to the hype to where I'm like, I'll give you what you want.
Okay.
I totally agree.
Give us what you want.
Yeah, I totally agree with it. I heard the song. I was wanting more. I said, it's too short.
It's too short.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But very, very, very ingenious of you. Yes,
to keep them wanting more.
Yes.
You have your, You have your chance for to get one phone call to work with artist in the world.
Dead or alive.
Well, we're going to do a live first, and then I'm going to ask you I'm going to ask you a dead question. Okay. Right now, one phone call.
Bring.
You're telling someone, you need to work with me. Who is that person?
And you said dead first, right?
Well, alive first.
Alive, Missy.
Good choice.
Yeah, that is good.
Missy's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Missy is pretty dope.
Hey, y'all, tell you right now.
I tell you, Missy, I might tweet Missy. I'm going to have to tweet Missy this. That is, Missy is very dope. I was listening to Missy the other night, so I was like, you know what? Missy was dope. Like, she doesn't do it like she used to, but she's top of the game, man. Whenever she comes back, all her material was dope. If there is a person that is no longer with us that you could bring back just to work with one time, who's that?
Third Life, West Side,
Tupac.
Oh, I like that.
Tupac. So
that's nice. I like that.
Well, you might not have to wait too much longer, because he's supposed to come back this year. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, wish.
Right,
you talking about? I knew you wasn't dead.
Right, I knew you weren't dead. He'll be what, like 44 now? Yeah, if he was, if he was alive.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be like 43, 44.
Yeah, he'd be like 44.
Yeah.
What do you think of all of the madness that's been going on with the policemen and the African American community and the protesting? Are you pro protesting or anti protesting? Pro-protesting or anti-protesting? We might have to get her back.
Yeah, I think we lost her,
Think we lost her?
Yeah.
We'll get her back on the line.
Yeah.
That's very interesting stuff so far.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely interesting. As we wait.
Here she comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Get her back on the line?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, got you back.
Did you hear the whole question? Yeah.
You back with us?
Oh,
now you're back with us.
Good. Okay, here we go. Right,
okay.
There goes the tugboat again.
Okay. So, I was saying, are you pro-protest or anti-protest?
I'm pro-mind my own business.
Ah, see, very, good. Very smart.
Good woman. Response.
Good answer. That's smart.
You guys, like, violence is nothing new.
No.
Just like how there's nothing new under the sun. And violence is, you know, one of the main ones. So it's really like, you know, people do anything for publicity. You know, if people would do anything, you know, for that spotlight. Sad to say, but it's sad. True. But people will go as far as to get, you know, that spotlight or to make it bigger of a problem than it really is. Not saying that, you know, I'm justifying whatever has happened this past year, two years. But it's to the point where it's like, okay, white man kills a black boy, but what about the black boy that killed the black boy 2 weeks before that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
And and they were in the hood saying, no snitching.
Right. You know, and I'm just like, you know, I'm pro mind my own business and mind my own family's business. If it don't have anything to do with me and my family, I send my condolences. I definitely do, because actually I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, which is right next to St. Louis.
Wow.
I used to live in St. Louis, too. So, you know, we all have to change ourselves before, you know, you can point blame and point the finger to, oh, well, you know, that race is doing this. Okay, well, what are you doing so special?
Exactly.
Thank you.
I said the same damn thing.
That's right.
Will you judge somebody else? Make sure you work, wake up every day perfect.
I said the same thing. You know, people get on me all the time. They go, you don't care about being black. Yeah, I do. But like you said, I take care of my own business first. And if you cannot respect your own race and your own culture, no one else is going to respect it. You have to respect your own race and culture first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Before cut your grass before you show up at my door with a lawnmower.
Love yourself before
and you get love the others. Door slammed on your face.
Yeah. Now move out of the way. I gotta go to work.
Exactly. I'm telling people, and people that was hanging out in front of those bridges, I said those people would have been a hood ornament.
That's right.
I'm coming through.
I got your to ass work. Over. Got to work.
Got to go to work. the record.
Yes.
For everybody again, just introduce your record. Mirage, let everybody know where they can hit you up at, and we definitely going to get you here to New York to come in studio. Shut it down up in here.
Yeah.
I would love it. This is your girl, Sheree Lurie, coming live from Houston, Texas, and I am going to introduce you to my single, Mirage.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much, beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys are welcome. Thank you guys for supporting me, retweeting, favoriting everything. You know, I would love to come and direct you when I touch down, whether I'm there for vacation or not. Coming to see you. I'm coming to find my Hollywood.
Yeah. Some Hollywood in your life, girl.
That's right. And Jimmy Ace, too.
Thank you very much, darling. Mirage!
Mirage! Let's listen to this song. You know what? This deserves a rewind. This is a really right.
Show me. Told me I can get it.
she is engaging. She's
yes.
beautiful.
Yeah, and, I watched the whole time.
And she minds her damn business.
Yeah,
you can't ask for nothing else in a woman.
That's
she,
right.
A model, a singer,
multi-talented,
beautiful,
yes.
multi-talented, and minds her damn business.
That's right. Deserves
what
a
else is there?
Is there? Nothing else.
Marry that one.
Yeah, exactly. That's wifey material right there.
That's wifey material.
Yeah. Well, Another week.
Another week, man.
Gotta get
thank you for your expertise.
Oh. You're welcome.
We have to hopefully you know, I'm still for the people in 2015, I'm still messing around with this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Do a lot of stuff. We're gonna get it. We'll make sure by the time February rolls around, we will be absolutely 100% perfect.
Good.
We definitely have to thank our special guest. You know that song, Sheree Laree.
Yes, right. Sheree Laree. Sheree Laree. Sheree Laree. Sheree Laree. Sheree.
That's a great name. When I say Laree, it reminds me of Dominique LaRue. Remember in our Harlem Nights?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, Dominique LaRue. So it's like Sheree Laree.
Sheree Laree.
She is a gorgeous woman. And it's so good to see the looks match the
personality.
The personality.
Yeah.
And the sound.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's, I'd be upset that's, if she was an ugly woman.
It's hard to get all three.
Right.
And she has all three.
It'd be, you know, it'd be a little upsetting if I, you know, if I turned the camera on and she looked like 50 Cent.
Yeah,
you
like, know? Hang on.
Yeah, and then sounded so great and the song was so good. She looks the part.
Yes.
Sounds the part. Looks like she got a head on her shoulder, know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, she minds her damn business.
A great great answer.
She's going to go far in this business.
I'll yeah.
Whether she chooses to do modeling or singing.
Yeah, I like to thank Sheree Laree because she came and tweeted at me.
That's right.
So I want to thank her because, I mean, God, you blessed us with your beauty and your talent.
Right. I would, you know, this is the thing. You don't know because we were so busy listening to this garbage.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's good that they shoved down our throat.
Exactly.
No agenda. No pun intended. pause. That they shoved down our throat every day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a chance to hear a lot of these people. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting right here on Twitter with her in the same type of community. And thank God she reached out.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that we get her on the Dollhouse.
Oh, I think she belongs on that.
She
yes.
definitely belongs on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. Yes.
We'll be speaking with India to make that happen.
Yeah, definitely got to speak to India about that. She's definitely talented. She definitely belongs on the other shows on Dollhouse, too.
Absolutely. We'll get them through there. Yeah. Special shout out, Dollhouse Radio.
Yes.
DollhouseRadio.com.
That's right.
It's also blogtalkradio.com/ Dollhouse Radio, 17 shows weekly, probably 18 now.
Wow.
We got a new show coming in Thursday, The Truth Front and Back.
That's right, The Truth Front and Back.
Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobalicious.
Boobalicious. Not Bubblicious, Boobalicious.
Right, Boobalicious, and she is Boobalicious.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my show, Hot Sugar.
Hot Sugar.
Saturdays.
Coming
kicking
back.
Back off 2015.
And announced the other
PM.
Added two hosts.
Added our two hosts.
Remember that special we had.
Miss O.D. Yeah, exactly. They got it together special. Miss O.D. is going to move from Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience to Hot Sugar.
Ah.
We also welcome back Miss Ari Good.
Yes, both ladies.
Back to the Dollhouse family. So they'll be on.
They were great. Guests.
They were great that day. You were also great.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we'll get them on board.
Yes.
It's going to be a great year for Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you check everything out on DollhouseRadio.com. And we'll be back here again next week.
That's right.
Kicking it live. Podcast can be heard Tuesdays.
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
At 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go, man. We get up out of here.
Yeah, we got to go.
And
I got more shows to do.
Yeah, more shows to do. Tweet. You can tweet at the super producer, Jimmy Ace.
Yes.
At Yankee 1973.
You always forget. At Yankee Man.
At Yankee Man.
1973. Yes.
1973. Tweet me at Heaven Hollywood.
Yes.
You can also tweet. Do the Bench Warmers have a Twitter?
Yes, it's at TBWS Podcast.
At TBWS Podcast.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yes, we're going to be back together finally.
Yes.
To record. Yes.
Wednesdays.
Yes.
Yes. We'll be back together to do our show. And hey, let's get up out of here before they
have to
throw
go.
Us out.
Yeah, they're about to anyway.
All right, goodbye, people.
We got to save this show. Mm-hmm. Peace. And of course,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Sheree Laree.
Mike Shanahan for the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders. Can't the Raiders. Garbage.